Today's daf is Tainis Daf Lamed, and we are 7 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the 2 dots, Erev Tisha B'Av. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chayimara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rifka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gito bas Chaya, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Gedalia Eliezer ben Reuza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Sarah Shainzo bas Yitol, Elio ben Silla, Hena Pero bas Yecheved, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Mordechai Tzvi ben Yosef, Doiv Beryl ben Rabbi Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Chaim Doiv ben Shloim HaKoyen. That was my great uncle, Mr. Herbie Greenberg. Today is his 2nd yard site. He was a member of the Young Israel on the Lower East Side of Rabbi Sif, as El Zayn Gesund. He's one of the prominent members of our Chabura. And Chaim Doiv ben Shloim HaKoyen, may his neshama have an aliyah. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Tisha B'Av. Specifically, the Mishnah said, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoichal adam beis tafshilin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah said, a person should not eat 2 tafshilin. So you want to eat a meal? That's fine. But there can't be 2 tafshilin. There can't be 2 cooked items on the menu. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Lo yichan wala mashay shayis ulamayla. The only time this is true, that you're not allowed to eat a meal that has 2 tafshilin, is if the meal that you're eating is mishay shayis ulamayla, meaning it's in the second half of the day. Avu mishay shayis ulamata, breakfast, for example, the earlier part of the day, mutter, there's no such stipulation that says you can't eat a meal with 2 cooked items. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, another halacha, Lo yichan wala besuda hamafsik. But the only time this is true, that you're not allowed to eat a meal that has 2 cooked goods, that's if the meal that you're eating is the suda hamafsikba, more commonly known as the suda hamafsekes. Avo besuda she'enei mafsikba, but if you want to eat it not during the suda hamafsekes, mutter, it's going to be mutter. So what exactly is the suda hamafsekes? So Rashi gives us a very important taich, the shuv enoi oichol oid me oisa suda ve'elach. The suda hamafsekes is just the meal after which you're going to be mafsik. You're no longer going to be eating. So essentially, the Amir of Yehuda said 2 halachos, both qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal adam beis tafshilim. Said Rabbi Yehuda 2 things. Number 1, this is only true, mishay shoyis ulemayla. But mishay shoyis ulemata, no worries. Another thing Rabbi Yehuda said, lo yishanu elo besuda hamafsekes. But if it's not the suda hamafsekes, again, you don't have to worry. Says the Gemara, v'travayu lukula. Both halachos were meant as a mekel, v'tzricha, and both of these halachos were necessary. Meaning, one halacha would not beget the other, and vice versa. Meaning they're 2 independent kulas. Also, the Ashmina Basuda Hamafsikba, because had Rav Yehuda simply said that the only time this prohibition is in effect is during the Suda Hamafsekes, I mean, I would have thought, Afilu Mishay Shayis Ulamata. What if someone chooses to eat the Suda Hamafsekes earlier in the day? The Suda Hamafsekes does not, by definition, have to be later in the day. What is the Suda Hamafsekes? We just read Rashi. It means the last meal that you're going to eat before the Tainus. So what if a person decides he wants to eat it earlier in the day? That would also be the Suda Hamafsekes, Kamash Mala Mishay Shayis Ulamayla. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda had to say, number 1, the halach is only true by the Suda Hamafsekes. Number 2, it's also only true so that if you eat the Suda Hamafsekes earlier in the day, you could have 2 cooked items. And had Rav Yehuda simply said that this halacha is true, I mean, I would have thought, I feel that it's true even if it's not the Suda Hamafsekes. Therefore, Rav Yehuda said the second halacha, the Suda Hamafsekes, but it's only true by the Suda Hamafsekes. Bottom line, the Mishnah says, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoichal adam beis tafshilin. Rav Yehuda said, true, however, 2 boxes. Number 1, you have to check off, it has to be Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla. If it's earlier in the day, it's not a problem. Even if it's Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla, it's only if it's the Suda Mafsekes Ba. If it's not the Suda Mafsekes Ba, it's not going to be a problem. Zok Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Vitanya Kalishna Basra. We have a Braisa that supports the first thing Rabbi Yehuda said, And we have a braisa that supports the second thing Rabbi Yehuda said. Again, the first thing Rabbi Yehuda said was that the only time the isra is in effect is mishay shoysu lamailo. The second thing Rabbi Yehuda said was that the only time the isra is in effect by the suda hamafsekis. We have a braisa that supports both of these statements of Rabbi Yehuda. Tani kalishna basra, backwards. First, the Gemara brings the braisa that supports the lishna basra. I saw you erev tishabav. If someone's eating a meal erev tishabav, im asad lisa yitzuda acheres, if the person plans on eating another meal, meaning this is not the Suda HaMafsekes, there will be another meal before the fast. Mutalach al-basar, let eat meat. Filish this yayin, you'll let it drink wine. Ve'im lav, and if not, asar lach al-basar, filish this yayin, then you would not be able to eat meat and you would not be able to drink wine. What do you see? You see that the Isurim of Erev Tisha B'Av apply only to the Suda HaMafsekes. But if you're eating Erev Tisha B'Av, as long as you plan on eating another meal, it's not going to be a problem. Now, the Braisa is actually discussing not the halach of eating two cooked dishes, but rather the Braisa is discussing the isser to eat meat and to drink wine, but it's the same difference for our sugya. The point is that any isser related to Erev Tisha B'Av is only going to be for the Suda HaMafsekis, but it's not going to be true for any other meal. Tanya Gilish Nakama, a riot to the first price. So, Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, La'yoichal Adam Shnei Tafshim, person shouldn't eat two cooked foods. La'yoichal Basar, additionally, even the one cooked, shouldn't be meat. V'lo'yishtayayin, you shouldn't drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said Yishan. No, you don't have to be so stringent. Rav Shimon Gamliel was more makel. He said, however, it is Erev Tisha B'Av, you should be sensitive to that idea, and as a result, you should change your custom on some level. I'm Rav Yehuda Ketzan Mishana. So, for example, what did Reb Shimon Gamliel mean when he said you should be Mishana? He meant to say, Im hoya rogel lechol shnei tavshilim. If the person's minig was to eat two cooked foods, yaychal menechot, only eat one. Vim hoya rogel lisei basara bnei adam. If this person is used to not just eating a meal by himself, but rather he eats b'roi vam hadras melech, he eats with a minion, he eats with 10 people. So b'chamisha, you should only eat with 5 people. Hoya rogel lishtois asara koisois. If this person's custom was, he drinks 10 glasses of wine, believe it or not, at a meal, shaysa chamisha, make a shinoi, only drink 5. Koisois, b'me. This is the punchline. When is this all true? Mishay Shay Zulamaila. This is only true if the meal that this person is eating is Shay Shay Zulamaila. It's in the latter part of the day. But if it's in the early part of the day, mutter, then it's going to be mutter. Bottom line is, we have two braises, both of which support one of Rav Yehuda, the Amoira's qualifications to the Mishnah. One braisa said clearly that all these stringencies and prohibitions are only true for the Suda HaMafsekes, but the other braisa said these halachas are only true if it's Mishay Shoyes Ulamayla. Zachti Gemara, more braises related to this idea, meaning what you are and aren't allowed to eat Erev Tisha B'Av. Tanya Idach, Erev Tisha B'Av Lo'yechal Adam Shnei Tavshim. A person on Erev Tisha B'Av shouldn't eat two cooked dishes. Lo'yechal Basar, additionally, don't eat meat. It shouldn't even be one of the two. V'lo'yishtayayin, don't drink wine. Divir Ameir. Chom Marim L'chachamim say Yishana. You should just alter your custom. What does it mean, Yishana? Yishana means you should be memait, eat less. Meaning, you want to eat meat? It's fine. You want to drink wine? Also okay. However, just make a shinui. If this person usually eats a litra, that's a measurement of meat, eat a half a litra. This person usually drinks a lug of wine, you should drink a half a lug of wine. Let's say, usually the person doesn't eat meat and doesn't drink wine, then also you can't start developing a taste for wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. That's not okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel added, he said, if this person is used to eating tznoin, which is radishes, maliach, different salty foods, after the meal, you don't have to change that. You're allowed to do that even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Tanya Idach, another price. Kol shum bishum Tisha B'Av. Anything that is Tisha B'Av related, asur lechol basar, v'asur lishtos yayin. So what does it mean, kol shum bishum Tisha B'Av? It's an interesting lashon. So Rashi helps us. Kegoin suda hamafsek b'Av. Meaning, you're eating the meal because Tisha B'Av is coming. And because Tisha B'Av is coming, you know you're going to have a long fast. It's going to be a long 25 hours. As a result, you're eating now mishum Tisha B'Av. So it's the proverbial Suda HaMafsekes. So if you're eating the Suda HaMafsekes, it says this, Braisa, you're not allowed to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink wine. For us, additionally, at that point, you're not allowed to bathe. You're not allowed to wash yourself either. Kol she'eino mishum Tisha B'Av. Let's say you're eating a meal before a fast, but it's not mishum Tisha B'Av. So what does it mean that it's not mishum Tisha B'Av? So Rashi says, either it's Erev Tisha B'Av, but it's not the Suda HaMafsekes, or it's the Suda HaMafsekes, but for one of the other Tanesim, it's not the Suda HaMafsekes for Tisha B'Av. So the Suda HaMafsekes is only Chamor Erev Tisha B'Av. But Suda HaMafsekes of Erev Shavasa B'Tamuz, for example, or Sar B'Tavis, or one of the other Taneisim, that's already not going to be an issue. So again, this is another brisa that emphasizes Suda HaMafsekes. So if it's Suda HaMafsekes, no meat, no wine, you can't even bathe. If you're eating a meal and it's not the Suda HaMafsekes, then Mutta Lecha Basar, you're allowed to eat meat, Lishtis Yayin, you're allowed to drink wine. However, V'Aso Lirchaitz, you're not allowed to bathe. Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi Yomer, Mishum Aver, Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi, send the name of his father, who is Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi's father, the great Rav Yosi. He said, Kol Shosh Mutta Lecha Basar, or some Rashi takes out the word Basar, Kol Shosh Mutta Lecha Mutta Lirchaitz. He says, I don't know where bathing is getting involved in this equation. You're allowed to bathe as long as you're allowed to eat. Meaning the Issur Rechitza starts as soon as the sun sets. Once it's nighttime, once the fast goes into effect. Yeah, Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to bathe. That's one of the things you're not allowed to do. But as long as you're allowed to eat, the restrictions that we have, Erev Tisha B'Av, that's eating meat, it's drinking wine, it's maybe not eating too tafshilin, maybe making a shinui, but it's all eating related. You don't find any such halacha as it relates to Rechitza. Rabbi Yossi held that the Issur Rechitza, this is something that goes into effect as soon as the Tainus goes into effect. Dr. Gemar, me inyan le inyan, ba oisai inyan. Tanu Rabbanan, a brisa, a classic brisa. Kol mitzvahs hanoi hagois ba'avel. All mitzvahs that are negeya in avel. Someone, the Rachman al Islan, is sitting shiva for a karev. So, any mitzvah that's noyeg by a novel, noyhagos b'tisha b'av, is noyeg on tisha b'av as well. And the truth is a very, very important line in terms of understanding tisha b'av. We do what we do. It's got late, very, very early as it relates to going through the tisha b'av sugyas, so we're not going to really have time to go into this. But really, this line is very critical in terms of understanding the fundamental difference between tisha b'av and between the other taneisim. All Taneisim, the objective is, on some level, for a person to be Mitzayer himself, like on Yom Kippur. It says in the Torah, V'nisim es nafshoy seichem. Good, Yom Kippur's on the Deiraisa level, as opposed to all the other Taneis, they're only on the Rabbana level. But on Tisha B'Av, there's a unique inyan, and that is Avelis. We'll see more about this on Amud Beis. But on Tisha B'Av, a Yid is supposed to be noyeg like Rachmana Litzlan. He's an Avel. So kol mitzvah is hanoyagos ba'avel. Any halacha that's negeya and Avel, neyagos b'tisha b'av, is negeya tisha b'av as well, says the Gemara. For example, asa b'achid v'shtiyah, you're not allowed to eat and drink. Now Rashi jumps and Rashi says, you're not allowed to eat and drink? Sounds like an Avel is not allowed to eat and drink. Right, we just gave this whole fancy introduction. Anything that an Avel is not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Kigain, eating and drinking. So Rashi says, of course not. An Avel is allowed to eat, an Avel is allowed to drink. Some of the things that we're about to mention are Noyeg Ba'Avel. Some of the things are only Negei Tisha B'Av. Meaning the Hakdama of Kol Mitzvahs HaNeyages Ba'Avel, Neyages B'Tisha B'Av is true. However, there are also things that you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av that an Avel is allowed to do, such as eating and drinking. It's Aser B'Tisha B'Av, but of course an Avel doesn't have any Isser Achil Ashtiyah. U'besicha, now let us smear oils on you. U'ben Ilas HaSandal, you can't wear shoes. U'betashme Shamita. Additionally, says the Brais, Va'asa Likris B'Tayr. A Yid is not allowed to learn Torah. B'Nevi'im, he's not allowed to learn Nevi'im. U'beksuv. V'lishna is B'Mish, he can't learn Mishnah. B'Talmud, he can't learn Gemara. Ubemedrish, ubahalachos, ubagadais, you can't learn a gadatum, sachtesteinus, aval koira hu bemakam shayna rogalikrois, vishayna bemakam shayna rogalishens. If he wants to learn something that he's not so familiar with, like a sugya that for him it's going to be very, very challenging to learn, that's something he could do on Tisha B'Av, that's something that an oval can do. Vikoira bekinis, you're allowed to read kinis, be'iyov, you can learn sefer iyov, ubedvarim haram shev yirmiyo, and all the scary psukim of sefer yirmiyo, vetinoikil shaves rabam, tinoikil shaves rabam, betalin, or some have the girsa, einon betalim, are not batal. And the reason for all this is mishum shenemar, pekudei Hashem yisharim mesam chelev. Torah is mesam chelev. Torah makes a person happy. And when a person learns Torah, it infuses him with simcha. An avel is not allowed to be besimcha. On Tisha B'Av, a yid has to be noyeg avelos, which means that he's not allowed to be besimcha. So it's for that reason, in addition to all the inuyim, all the things that a yid's not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, additionally surim, and that is asal likreis b'toyra b'nevim b'ksuvim mishnah talmud medrash halachas agadah. There were just two things that the mishnah said, that the braisa said, learning wise is okay even on Tisha B'Av. Number one, you can learn different morbid parts of Torah. So for example, kinnis, iyov, and the dvarim aram shebiyirmiyo. Additionally, the Bryce has said that if a person's enoy ruggle, if he's not really comfortable with a certain area in halacha, then he can learn it as well. And the reason for that is, Rashi says, because being that the person is not so comfortable, quote Rashi, the kivan de lo yada is litzaira. Sometimes it could be hard to learn. So that type of learning is okay on Tisha B'Av, and that type of learning is okay on when a person's a novel. Additionally, Tinoikah Shel Beis Rabbah Einam Betalim. Tinoikah Shel Beis Rabbah, they're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, meaning the boys go to yeshiva on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree. A person's not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, a person's not allowed to learn Torah when he's B'Avelis. But additionally, whereas the Tanakhama said that if he wants to learn something that he's not so familiar with, it's good. Af Einay Kair B'Makam Shein Raga Likros, the Einay Shein B'Makam Shein Raga Lishos. He can't learn even things that he's not comfortable with. Aval Kairu, he does agree that you can learn B'Iyav, U'Bekinis, U'Bedvarim Haram, Shebeir Binyo, V'Tinaikus, U'Beis Rabban. What about that? Rabbi Yehuda argues with that as well. He says, B'Tayim Lavoy, no, please don't go to Yeshiva. B'Shum Shenemar, P'Kude Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chilev, Tayir is Mesam Chilev, and on Tisha B'Av, the person's not allowed to learn Tayir. So usually, you think of Tisha B'Av being very similar to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have the Chamisha Inuyim. On Tisha B'Av, you have the Chamisha Inuyim. I mean, the most notable difference is on Yom Kippur, there's an Issa to do Malacha. And on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Malacha. Of course, Yom Kippur is Shabbosain. As opposed to Tisha B'Av. But this is a very important Nafkamina. And that is Limurat Torah. You're allowed to learn Torah on Yom Kippur. But on Tisha B'Av, there's an Issa to learn Torah. And there's a reason. The reason that there's an Issa to learn Torah is because Bikudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chilev. And on Tisha B'Av, Kol mitzvahs hanoyagos ba'av hanoyagos, but Tisha B'Av a yid is supposed to be ba'avelos, and therefore you can't be b'simcha. You can't be b'simcha, you can't learn Torah. We'll get back to this in the raid. V'yoychal basar v'lo yishte yayin. The Mishnah said that Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat meat, you're not allowed to drink wine. We saw already, Kubi, this is only 6 hours and above. Kubi, this is only by the Suda HaMafsakis. That was the first part of the da. But the Gemara begins with a b'raisa. The Braisa usually is a little wordier than the Mishnah. This is a very important caveat that the Braisa has that the Mishnah never mentioned. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. So even though it's said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat meat, not allowed to drink wine. However, it's not true for all meats, and it's not true for all wines. If you want to eat basar maliach, salty meat, you can eat that. And if you want to drink wine, migita, out of the vat, that's new wine as opposed to aged wine, that's also fine, says the Gemara. Okay, let's understand this halach a little bit better. Maliach at kama, when we say you're allowed to eat basa maliach, what's the shir? Amr abchinir b'kana b'shmei de shmul, kol kishlam, kol zman kishlam. It has to be up until the time of the shlamim. It's a very, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, could I just see it inside? It's dibur amaskol ad kama, about 10 lines from the bottom. Heavy basa gomer. You want to know when meat is considered basar gamor? When it's within the time frame of the shlamim, meaning as long as it didn't sit in salt for 2 days and a night, which is the amount of time that you're able to eat the carbon shlamim. The carbon shlamim was kachim kalim, and as a result, it was eaten for 2 days and a night. Kachim kadashim is eaten for a day and a night. Kachim kalim was able to be eaten for 2 days and a night. There's a few exceptions. The most notable exception was the carbon toida. The carbon toida was only eaten for a day and a night, even though it's kachim kalim. But ordinarily, kachim kadashim is eaten for a day and a night, and kachim kalim is 2 days and a night. So, what we say that if it's salted for the zman of the shlamim, meaning salted within that time frame of 2 days and a night. So Rashi says, the reason we mention shlamim is the bezman achila shlamim ashkechon de ikri basar. You find during that kufa that it's called basar. The Torah refers to meat of the shlamim that 2 days and a night passed as being basar. Mipsar zevach hashlamim. The mikri basar. You don't find after 2 days and a night that basar shlamim should be called basar. Shatam nifsal achrei beis v'goliyam. After 2 or 3 days, the taste starts going bad. It sounds like from Rashi, he's giving us a little bit of a time of the crow. Why kachim kalim has this limit of 2 days and a night? It's related to the fact that once 2 days and a night pass, so the meat is maybe not called basar anymore. The mitzvah of achilas basar kachim has to be when it's called basar. But once it goes bad, it's already not such basa. But the bottom line is, what's the definition of basa maliach? Means it was salted, but already 2 days and a night passed, and at that point, it's considered not the optimal basa. How do you know that? You know that from the shlam. The reason you're supposed to eat the shlam within 2 days and a night. Incidentally, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, Al HaTorah, we've spoken about this when we learned Seder Kachem, that even though shlamim you're allowed to eat for 2 days and a night, but there is an inyan lekatchila to eat it the first day. So the Rishonim say that lekatchila you're supposed to eat it like you eat kachem kadashim. You just have the option of eating it another day, but that's already a whole different discussion. We said newer wine, that's also something that you're allowed to drink. What's the shear for that? Calls manchu toises. As long as it's fermenting. Tana, yayin toises, aimboy, mishum giloy. Yayin toises is considered such inferior wine that you don't even have the loch of giloy. So what does giloy mean? Once upon a time, this was a huge deal. Today the Shulchan Aruch says it's not nogeya. Yeridea simin kufta zayin ho idna. Don't worry about this halacha. Vilna Gaon was makbid kiyadu. But what is the halacha? The halacha is if somebody has a mashka and he leaves it uncovered overnight, you're not supposed to drink it. Not because of an isser, but because of a sakana. We're afraid that the snakes and the scorpions maybe deposited a little bit of venom inside. They took a taste. And as a result, it may be dangerous. Because it's related to danger, it's actually more chamer in halacha than something that's aser is, based on the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yod, that chamira sakanta me isura, something that's aser mishum sakana, is actually more chamer than something that's only aser mishum isser. It's negated the sugyas of bittul berayv, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that the whole isser of giloy is predicated on a metzias. The metzias is, there's nechashim v'akravim, and they like, they get thirsty sometimes. So if you left a drink uncovered, there's a concern that it may now be poisonous. Yayin toises, ain't mishum giloy. You know why? Rashi says, she'ein nachash shoseo, because even the nachash isn't going to drink it. And as a result, not something you have to worry about. So, okay, what's the shear? How long? Give me 3 days. So the first 3 days, you don't have to worry about it. After that, that's where it becomes an issue. The following was the minig of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, also known as Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, and Shas, Stam Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Right, there was the Amor Rav Yehuda, and there's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Plukta Rameh. So Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. So they say about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Erev Tishabav, Mevi'in Loi Paschareva. So they would bring him crusty bread, Bimelech, with a little bit of salt, V'yoshev, and he would sit, Bein Tana L'kirayim. He would sit between the Tana and the Kirayim of Perikirafay, right in between the two ovens. Rashi says, Mokum Menuvel Shavavayis. He would try to find like a, not a dishmak a place, not a place that's suitable for fine dining. Dafka went to someplace a little bit disgusting. For Oichel, and he would eat his bread there. For Shoysalak Kitain Shalmayim, and he would drink water. The Doima Kamisha Mesai Mutalafanim, and he would act as if Mesai was Mutalafanim. And those words are also very important words in terms of understanding Hilchas Tishabav. That not only is a person supposed to be Ba'avelos on Tishabav, but the Doima Kamisha Mesai Mutalafanim. It's an Avelos Chadasha. Not for today. Zok the Gemara Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. More halacha is related to Tisha B'Av. Makom Shenagu Lasas Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Oisa. So we said earlier, you're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, right? You could turn the lights on. You could drive a car. You're allowed to work. Parnasa. Is it okay to work? So says the Gemara. It's a Mishnah. It's a Tanan Hasam. Psochim Nundalad Amid Beis. Makom Shenagu. This is one of the things that Atali and Minig. So it seems that there were certain kehilos in Klal Yisrael that took upon themselves the Minig not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. It's not us, sir. All it is a minik. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Malkam Shenagu Lassus Malacha Betes Be'av Oisim. You can do it. Malkam Shenagu Shalai Lassus Ein Oisim. Meaning it's totally a minik. U'bechol Malkam, regardless, Tamid Chacham Betel. But Tamu Chacham for sure shouldn't do Malacha. Pshim Gamli Eloimer, Le'olim Yasa Adam Asim Ekatam Chacham. A person should make himself like Katam Chacham. And we know that this is not always the case. Because sometimes in Halacha, you find that there's an idea. A person is not supposed to act the part, right? Don't fake it till you make it, right? Sometimes Mexico, you're off. You're not shaykh to doing this chumrah. You're supposed to stay away from the chumrah. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this doesn't fall into that category. Meaning, when it comes to avelos and churban on Yerushalayim, make yourself a Talmud Chacham. This is not a time for humility. Meaning, be a Talmud Chacham and don't work. Tanya Nami Hachi Abrais. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Le'olam Yasa Adam Atzmik Talmud Chacham. Kedei Sheyesana. Meaning, to add affliction to the other inuyim of Tisha B'Av, a person should try to restrain himself and not go to work. Tanya Idach, another braisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Kol Oichal V'Shoyse B'Tisha B'Av. If somebody eats or drinks on Tisha B'Av, Kilo Oichal V'Shoyse B'Yom HaKippurim. That's intense. Someone eats or drinks Yom Kippur, that's very, very chamer. So if somebody eats or drinks on Tisha B'Av, even though it's a Rabbanon, but still it's as if he ate and drank on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva said, Kol Oisim Malach B'Tisha B'Av. Anyone that tells Malach on Tisha B'Av, Ein Eiroya Semen Bracha Loilam. He's never going to see any bracha from that money. If somebody does Malach on Tisha B'Av, and he doesn't mourn Yerushalayim, Ein Eiroya B'Simchasa, he will not merit to rejoice in the simcha of Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt. Shenemar, how do we know that? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Simchu es Yerushalayim, v'giluba kol oyaveha. Sisu ita masais, kol ha misablim ala. So who's going to be simchu es Yerushalayim? Who's going to be giluba?
kol oyhaver, those who love Yerushalayim. And who's going to be sisu itam masos? Kol hamesablim aleh. It's all the people that mourned Yerushalayim. Mikan amru, from here we learn. Kol hamesabel Yerushalayim, zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. V'she'enoy mesabel Yerushalayim, enoy roya b'simchasa. If somebody mourns Yerushalayim, he will merit and he will witness the simcha, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. But someone that's not mesabel Yerushalayim, enoy roya b'simchasa. Tanya namihachi, kol oichel basa v'she'esa yayim b'tisha b'av. Any person that eats meat and drinks wine at tisha b'av, all of akas of oimer, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, Vatihi avoinoisam alatzmoisam. Their averois were literally on their bones, meaning it's a very, very serious offense. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev bekfiyas amita, v'lo yehoidu lo yechachamim. Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev bekfiyas amita. Rabbi Yehuda said that a person has to take his bed and he has to flip it over. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda had a special chumrah on Tisha B'Av. He said, you have to take your bed and you have to, meaning you can't sleep on a bed. Take the bed, flip it over. Tanya, that expounds on this. They told Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarech, according to you, what's a pregnant woman or a woman that's nursing? Meaning for her, it's very not practical to sleep on the floor. What's she supposed to do? I never said every person has, it's not a deraisa. If you could do it, you do it. If you can't do it, don't do it. It's a form of avelus. So I'm encouraging it. But if you can't do it, you're right. Tanya namihachi. That Rabbi Yehuda was moed to the chacham. He said, for someone like a meuberes or a menekes, for whom it's very difficult, you don't have to worry. But the Braisa continues and says, if you could do it, it's fine. Right, so let's just repeat that. We have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda chacham in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to flip over the beds. Chacham say da. Talk to Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's moed to the chacham if it's too hard. Mu'uberes, or Meinekes, you don't have to do it. Chama Meit Rabbi Yehuda, if you can do it, then you for sure should do it. So, if they're not arguing when it's Yachol, and they're not arguing when it's Eina Yachol, then when are they arguing? Freak the Gemara, my Beinayu, so what's then the Nafgamina? We started off with a Machloikis, and then we said, oh, no, I agree with you, you agree with me, right? Everybody's happy. So, is there a Machloikis, or is there not a Machloikis? Vosa the Nafgamina, it's Vishen Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Ike Beinayu, the Nafgamina is Shar Mitois, other beds. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree, the bed that you sleep in, for sure, if you're a Yachol, do it, and if you ain't a Yachol, don't do it. So, where then are they arguing? Rabbi Yehuda was adding to the Tanya. It's clear in the Braisa, Kesha Amru Lichfa. When they said you should take your bed and flip it over, it's Rabbi Yehuda talking. Not only the bed that you sleep in, all the beds in your house, your couches, you take everything and you flip it over. So that's where the machlokes is going to be. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchasa Kitana Tidan. That these braises, obviously all elaborate on what the Mishnah said, but Rava said, we don't paskin like all these braises. Meaning, very often when you have braises that talk more than the Mishnah, it's just explaining the Mishnah. Right? This almost felt like a classic example of this. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're supposed to be koifa the mita. Chamim said, no. Sounds like, okay, a very straightforward machlekes. You flip, are you allowed to sleep in a bed on Tisha B'Av, or you're not allowed to sleep in a bed on Tisha B'Av? After going through all these braises, Chachamim are really maided to Rabbi Yehuda that if you could sleep on the floor, you're supposed to sleep on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda's maided to Chachamim, if you can't, you shouldn't. They're not even arguing about the bed that you sleep in, they're arguing about other beds. Right? Sounds like a classic exhibit A of where the Mishnah spoke Balash and Ketzara, but in the braises, it's a lot more clear, but that's really not what's going on. Rava said, no, these braises are actually dingings like with the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't hold that way. In the Mishnah, the machlokes is the way it said it. It's not the lashon, it's not the abridged version, it's the version. It's the long and the short version. Meaning in the Mishnah we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you have to be koyfa the mita. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, Chachamim say no, not in agreement with all these braises. And Rava said, the halacha is like Tana Didan, like the Tana of our Mishnah, like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. And what do the Chachamim in our Mishnah say? For lo yehoidu lo yechachamim. Lo yehoidu lo yechachamim means kol ikar, not maskim. Rabbi Yehuda, I respectfully disagree. No such halacha that you have to be koyf for the mitzvah. So in the braisa, everyone's getting along. In fact, we even have to figure out my beinayu, ikar beinayu. The Mishnah, Rava says, not mashma that way. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said the halacha that you're supposed to do kviyas amita for lehaydu lechachamim. No, for lehaydu lechachamim means like then not mind the period. There's no such halacha of kviyas amita, and that is the halacha. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, as we get close to the end, lehayu yamim tovim liyisrael kechamisha aser ba'av. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that the two happiest days on the Jewish calendar were not Purim,
But rather, the two happiest days of the year were Chamisha Asa Ba'av and Yom Kippur. So what happened on those days? So Shem Gamliel said, Shabahem, B'noyis Yerushalayim, Yoytzis. The B'noyis Yerushalayim, they used to go outside, B'kli Lavan Sh'ulim, they would borrow clothing, Shaloy Levayis Shasmisha Einloy, and it turned into a whole Shidduch Matziv, as the Mishnah explains, and as we'll see more on Daf Lamed Aleph, Netz Hashem, tomorrow. But for now, says the Gemara, the premise was that the two happiest days of the year were Chamisha Asabat and Yom Kippur. And it sounds like these were established Yomim Tovim. These were established happy days. And it's because these are happy days, therefore, the events that the Mishnah discusses play themselves out. Meaning, they're not the happiest days of the year only because of what the Mishnah said. They're such gewaldige freilige days. That's why those were the 2 days that were chosen to go ahead and make all the shintochim. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam Yom Kippurim, I understand that Yom Kippur is such a happy day. Now we think of Yom Kippur, Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim, Rav Yisrael, Yom Shira, we don't sing Hallel. We've spoken out lumbus about this. We have a related raid bite on this, Metz Hashem, in terms of whether there's a mit, there was simcha on Yom Kippur, there's no simcha on Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, from a high level, I can understand conceptually why Yom Kippur is a happy day. Why? Mishum dispei slicha mechila. Number one, it's a day of slicha mechila. It's a day that you get cleansed from averus. You go into Yom Kippur with averus, and you walk out 24 hours later, a new man, with a new lease. So what's the shayla? Of course it's a happy day. Additionally, yom shenitnu by luchas achrayinus. It was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchas Achreinus, the Luchas Shneis. So it's a Yom of Kabbalah Satayra as well. Long Rashi here. So we understand it's the day of Slicha Mechila, it's the day of Luchas Achreinus. So it's Pashwa Yom Kippur would be such a happy day. Ela Tuba of Mahi. What's Tezvav Ba'av? Like, what is that even all about? There's no mention of Chamisha Asa Ba'av, certainly not in the Torah. What is it? Why would it be such a happy day? And the truth is, as we'll see, it's not so clear. And that's why the Gemara now is going to bring a whole bunch of different suggestions as to why Chamisha Asa Ba'av is such a big deal. The first one is Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Rav Yehuda said in the name of the great Shmuel, it was Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavei Zebazeh. It was on that day that the Shvatim were told that they were able to intermarry. So believe it or not, once upon a time there was halacha that it wasn't so poshid for someone to marry outside of his shevet. Now this Isser was more specific to a woman who had yarshin money, like the Bnei Slavchot, who had yarshin money, and specifically she had yarshin her nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So now, if she's going to marry out of her shevet, what happens when she dies? So now, her husband is going to take all of that property outside of the shevet. And there was an idea that when Yeshua ben Nun and Allah Zakein Gadol, when they divided the land, al pi geirel, it was done in a way where it was meant to last. That's why Yovel, everything comes back, right? It was supposed to be in a certain way. Not that that's the starting point and now just start transacting and, you know, we'll wake up 100 years later and Binyamin will be in Yosef's chelik and Yosef will be by God. And that's not the way it was meant to be. It was supposed to be done in a uniform way. And it was because of that, it wasn't so pashit for sometimes certain shidduchim to take place. But they abolished that at some point. And it was abolished on Chamisha Asa Ba'av, and that's why this was a big deal. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ve'ish Yisrael nishpa b'mitzvah leimar." I skipped. The pasuk says, "Zeh hadavar ashatziv Hashem levnoi slavchot leimar la'toiv be'eneim tiyeno l'nashim ach l'mishpachas matei aviem tiyeno l'nashim." And they learned from there, "Davar zeh lo yehenoi gelo b'dar zeh." That dar, the dar that entered Eretz Yisrael, that was the dar that had this prohibition. But all subsequent generations weren't going to be bound by this halacha. That was a very, very big deal. You could see, incidentally, the connection to Shidduchim. Because what was the idea of Chamisha Asa Ba'av? Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavei Zeh B'Zeh. So it sounds like this is a day that would go down in history as a day of Shidduchim. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef said the name Rav Nachman. He said, I heard a different shot. Yom Shehutru Shevet Binyamin Lavei B'Kal. Also Shidduchim related. But this was the day that Binyamin was allowed to re-enter the cult. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'ish Yisrael Nishba B'Mitzvah Le'emer Ish B'Menu Le'yitein B'Tay Le'Binyamin Le'ishin. Now the context over here is the infamous story of Pelegesh Begiva. And after Pelegesh Begiva, Binyamin had played a disproportionate role, and as a result, they were punished. And the punishment was Lo Yitain Bitay LeBinyamin. No one was allowed to marry someone from the family of Binyamin. But they abolished it. And the date on the calendar when this was abolished was Chamisha Asa Ba'av. My Darish, what was the basis to be
to abolish it. They darshan this pasuk. So we're darshaning a pasuk in shayftim. You don't see that every day. Ish mi menu lo yitain, and they darshan mi menu v'loy mi banenu. That generation would be bound by this restriction. But future generations, not. Rabbi Bar Bachan, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chan said the name Rabbi Yechon, a third shot. He said it was Yom Shekol by Mesei Midbar. It was the day that the Mesei Midbar, all the Mesim that were dying in the Midbar, stopped. The Omar Mar actually called the Mesa Midbar until the Mesa Midbar died. Like how you Dibur Moshe, the Dibur, the Shechina didn't communicate with Moshe. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayikasha Tamu Kolanchi Al Mochama Lamus Mikerav Am Vayidaber Hashem Elai Lemar." So you see clearly, Elai Hoya Dibur. When was Elai Hoya Dibur? It was only after they stopped dying. Now Rashi says that you can't say that Hashem didn't communicate with Moshe all those years. What it means is Rashi, two words, Biyichud Vechiba. So there was a certain level of communication that didn't happen during that whole time, but it ended. The Mesa Midbar stopped. Dying on Chamisha Asabav, clearly a cause for celebration. Ula Amar Ula said it was Yom Shabita Hoshea Ben Allah Prusdois. It was the day that the king Hoshea was Mevatel the Prusdois. Shahushav Yeravim Ben Avat Al Adrachim Shalal Yisrael Aragel. This is related to Yeravim Ben Avat, who was Chaytu Machti as a rabbin, and he had set up a golem. And if you'd want to be able to regular, would have to pay a tax. And what was the tax? Right? What did it mean to go through one of these checkpoints? Literally, he'd have to worship the eagle. This was a very, very bad thing. And the King Hoshea came and he was Mevatalit. But Omar, he said, Le'ezah she'yirtzu yalu. Rashi says that you see from here that he was really a Rasha. Because what does it mean, Le'ezah she'yirtzu yalu? He said, if you want to avoid bowing down to the eagle, that's okay. If you want to go to the eagle, you can go to the eagle. At least he gave the Yidden free will. So from that perspective, he's Zachel Atoy. But either way, on Chamisha Asabav, that was the day that the Agolim of Yeravim Ben Avot were knocked out, and that's the reason for celebration. Master Rav Nasa said, it was Yom Shen Nitno Harugei Beitar Likfura. It was the day that the Harugei Beitar were Nitno Likfura. Amra Masna, in fact, Rav Nasa said, Oysa Yom Shen Nitno Harugei Beitar Likfura. The day that the Harugei Beitar, we spoke about Beitar yesterday, the day that the Harugei Beitar were given Likfura, Tiknu B'Yavna, they were Masakin in Yavna, a bracha. What was the bracha? Hatoiv v'hametiv. Now, the Hatoiv v'hametiv that we're referring to is the fourth bracha of benching. Hu heitiv, hu metiv, hu yetiv lanu, hu gimelanu, hu gimelanu, hu gimelanu, right? So it was the fourth bracha of benching. Why did they make this bracha after beta? What if do a beta? Hatoiv shalei hisrichu. Because as much as all the yidden, all their bodies were lying on the ground, abalei hisrichu, there was a little chiba that was shown to the yidden that the bodies didn't decompose. V'hametiv shenitnu l'kfura, that ultimately they were zoichen to kfura, and that's when they were masakin the bracha of atoy v'hametiv. So what's chamisha asabav all about? It's all about haruge beitar, which is yom shenitnu haruge, which is the yom shenitnu haruge beitar l'kfura. And then finally, Rabbi v'Rav Yosef, the Amri Chavayu, they said a different shot. It was yom shepasku milichreis etzon l'maracha. It was the day that they would stop cutting every single year wood for the maracha. So they were always chopping wood for the maracha. But the day that they stopped chopping it was on Chamisha Asabav. Why that day? Tanya, Rabbi Leza Godol Oymer. Rabbi Leza Godol said, Chamisha Asabav Eilach. From Chamisha Asabav and on, Toshash Koicha Shochama. The sun starts getting a little bit weaker. It didn't dry the wood properly. And as a result, they stopped cutting wood for the maracha. Because it didn't dry properly. Amra Menashe, the Karule, they used to refer to this day, the day they stopped cutting the wood, which was Chamisha Asabav, Yom Taver Magal. It was the day you're able to, you can break your axe. You don't need it anymore, because we're not chopping wood anymore. Mikan Ve'elach, from Chamisha Asabav and on, we all know this. The Moisnif Yosef. If someone is Moisif, meaning if somebody takes from the long nights of the summer, and he adds it to his day, he steigs away. Rashi, the Moisef Leilois Alayomim Lasik Betoira Yosef Chayim Al Chayev. He'll be Zoicha to Arichas Yomim. Udaloy Moisef, and if somebody doesn't, Ye Yosef, Rachman Al Tzan will be the opposite. My Yosef, what does Me Yosef mean? I'm Rav Yosef, Tikbere Imoi. It means Rashi, Yomus Beloy Ita. He'll end up dying prematurely. But the bottom line is the Moisef Yosef, that if somebody from Chamisha Asabav is Moisef, he's going to end up being Yosef, he's going to end up having Arichas Yomim from that. So this is Chamisha Asabav. We know why Yom Kippur was such a happy day, but why Chamisha Asabav? So this is the Gemara right here. It's Mesechtes Tainis. It's Daf Lamed Aleph. It's all related to this concept, all the bunch of different ideas, whether it was related to the Isser for the Shvatim to be able to intermarry with each other, whether it's related to Pelegesh Begiva, it was the Yom Shekolu Mesei Midbar associated with Yeravim Ben Avot, Churban Beitar, or Rabbi Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Amri Chavayu, every single year on Chamisha Asabav, they would stop hacking goats. When would they stop doing it? They would stop doing it on Chamisha Asabav. So just one Ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf. So again, we just, the last 2 days, we learned Tilchas Tisha B'Av al Regel Achas. So just one ha'ara as it relates to Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara on Amud Aleph, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, brought a brisa. The brisa says, "Kol mitzvah is hanehagos ba'avil nehagos b'Tisha B'Av. Any mitzvah that's noyig by an avil is also noyig b'Tisha B'Av." We said this is really one line that defines Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not just about being betzar, but it's about mourning. We're mourning the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara said on Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, when he would eat his meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, when he would eat his Suda HaMafsekes, he would eat crusty bread, he would dip it in salt, he would have water in between the ovens, between the Tanner and the Kirayim, V'doyme K'misha Meisoy Mutal Lefanov. And he acted and he felt as if a mace was Mutal Lefanov. So on Tisha B'Av, a person has to be K'misha Meisoy Mutal Lefanov. He's supposed to be Ba'avelis, and as a result, Kol Mitzvah Hanoya Goyis Ba'avel, anything that an oval's not allowed to do, on Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to do either. And as a result, also besicha, nilas hasandal, tashmash amito. And then the Braisa said, additionally, he's not allowed to learn Torah. In fact, also likris b'toyra, b'nevim, u'b'ksuvim, v'lishnois b'mishna, b'talmud, u'b'medrish, u'b'halochais, u'b'hagadais. What could he learn? He could be koyra b'kinos, b'iyuv, u'b'dvarim ha'royim, shebi'yirmiyah. And what's the reason for all this? Meaning a novel can't do it, and because a novel can't do it, so it's for the same reason a Tisha B'Av can't. But why can't a novel do it? Why can't you learn Torah? It's because the pasuk says, "Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chilev." Torah is Mesam Chilev, and because Torah is Mesam Chilev, and now this person's Ba'avelos, so he's not allowed to be Besimcha. So if he's not allowed to be Besimcha, so it's for that reason this is going to be an issue. Now this idea that on Tisha B'Av a person's not allowed to learn Torah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and this is in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkat Aleph says, Tisha B'Av asa berechitza v'sicha v'ni'ilas asandol v'tashmish amit. V'asa likris b'toyra nevi'im v'ksuvim. V'lishnois b'mishna u'b'medrish u'b'talmud b'halachis u'b'agadis. Mishum shenemar b'kudei Hashem yesharim m'sam chelev. Additionally, v'tinoika shalbeis rabim b'teilim boy. It was one day in the Gemara. But even the tinoika shalbeis rabim don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Aval koyruhu b'iyev. A person's allowed to learn Pesukim in Iyuv, ubedvarim harav shebeir miyo, and the dvarim harav shebeir miyo. And then the Mechaber says, v'im yesh b'neim Pesukim nechama, right, sometimes you could have a very frightening chapter in Nach, but then there'll be a pasuk of nechama here and there. Oh, if you encounter a pasuk in nechama, tzarech ledalgam, you literally have to skip it. Then the Mechaber says, umuta lilmoy medrash eicha, you're allowed to learn Medrash Eicha, Uperek Eluv Megalchim, the third Perek in Masechtas Ma'akatan, Perek Eluv Megalchim, and that's because it deals with Hilchas Avelos, the Chain Lumay Pirish Eicha, Pirish Eiv. Additionally, you're allowed to learn Eicha, and you're allowed to learn Eiv. So this is the Halach in Shulchan Aruch that says that a person is not allowed to learn Torah, a person is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Shiva, in Yireach LeMeyadim, and this is in the most recent volume that came out on Bein HaMitzarim. So he has a whole simen on this halacha. And he brings the Shibali Aleket. So Shibali Aleket was one of the Rishonim, who says, quote, this is Shibali Aleket talking, V'yesh ge'oinim zal she'oinim. There are certain ge'oinim that held, she'ein mevarchim birchas ha'tayra. That on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to make birchas ha'tayra. And the reason is, sharei asurim b'divrei tayra. You're not allowed to learn Torah, and because you're not allowed to learn Torah, so it's for that reason you're not supposed to make a berachas Torah. The truth is, this shita sagoinim that the Shibali Aleket brings is brought down in the Agur, and it's brought down in the Arches Chaim as well. That a person on Tisha B'Av, because you're not allowed to learn Torah, is not supposed to make berachas Torah. Or befreit the Shibali Aleket says he doesn't understand. There's an iser to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's no issur to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's an issur to learn certain aspects of Torah. Meaning, ordinarily, you're allowed to learn anything you want. In fact, we encourage a person to learn Mashal Libay Chofetz. You can learn anything. You want to learn, say, the Zram, Mayed. You want to learn Nashim. You want to learn Nezikin. You want to learn Lamdis. You want to learn Super Lamdis. You want to learn Bekiyas. Ain't Adam Loimed. Dala Mashal Libay Chofetz. Supposed to harven learning. But of course, a person can learn anything that he wants. On Tisha B'Av, you're very limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn Dvarim Aram Shebeir Miyo. You're allowed to learn Iyoif. Medrash Eicha, you can learn Perek Eilam Megalach, that's a whole Perek in Shas. You can learn Pirish Eicha, you can learn Pirish Eiv, and there's some other things you can learn as well, right? So the point is, you're very limited in terms of scope, what you're allowed to learn. But you want to know if you're allowed to learn Torah? Of course you're allowed to learn Torah. So Freik Tashibali Aleket, this comes from the Ge'onim. The Ge'onim that said that we don't make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we make a Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av? Because it's also Lumay Torah. Frank Tishibali Alekin, who ever said that it's also to learn Torah? L'chura, you're allowed to learn Torah. There's just certain aspects of Torah that you're allowed to learn. Nusa, make a Birchas HaTorah for those parts of Torah that you're allowed to learn. So Rabbi Ruchim, the Shiva, has a beautiful mahalach to answer this kasha. Aber mit ein hakdama. The Kaf HaChayim, right here in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, brings a chiddush from the Shevet Yehuda. So the Shevet Yehuda was a kadmoy. And the Shevet Yehuda says as follows. He says a dover nifla. He says that this that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to learn certain things, it means that it's mutter to learn those things. But there's no chiyuv to learn those things. Chiddush nifla, meaning, is there a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, of course. You have a mitzvah to learn Torah every single day of the year. 365 days of the year. A person has an obligation to learn Torah. What about Tisha B'Av? Why shouldn't you have a mitzvah to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? I know, but you're not allowed to learn Bava Kama on Tisha B'Av. You're not learning Bava Kama on Tisha B'Av. So you learn what you are allowed to learn. What does that have to do with there being a chi of Talmud Torah? Of a state in the Shevet Yehud, and the Kaf HaChaim quotes it, that on Tisha B'Av, there is no chiyuv to learn Torah. So you want to learn Torah? Tavli olav bracha. You want to learn Torah? You'll get schar like an ein of mitzvah v'oisa. But you want to know if you have a mitzvah to learn Torah? There's no mitzvah to learn Torah. There's no mitzvah to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Chiddush nifla. And Rosh Shiva brings that Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and the Gedolei HaPoskim, they were all matmi on this chiddush from the Shevet Yehuda. Again, the Kaf HaChaim quotes it. But everyone was matmi on this chiddush. How can you say something like that? There's no, of course, a yid has a chiyuv to learn Torah every second of every single day, unless you're doing something that you have to do, you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. So why would you think Tisha B'Av is different? Because you're limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn Beseder, so you won't learn those things. But whatever you're allowed to learn, you're now mechuyev to learn. How does the fact that you're limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av somehow impact the ikar chiyuv of Talmud Torah? But the truth is, if you look in the Shevet Yehuda inside, he brings two rayas from two Rishonim. He brings a raya from a Rashi, and it brings a raya from a Ritva. The Rashi is a Masechtes Moikon, not surprisingly, on Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of an Ovel. And the halacha is that an Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. Freik Rashi. You don't see this every day. Freik Rashi, then Torah. Rashi says, Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. How could you say that? The Gemara says in Masechtes Sukkah, Daf Chof Heyamid Aleph, Ovel chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah so ha-mureis b'Torah, chutz min ha-tfilin. An Ovel is obligated to learn all mitzvahs in the Torah with the exception of tfilin. That means every single mitzvah with the exception of tfilin, a novel is obligated to learn. Now, why not tefillin? Because tefillin, it says pe'er, and you're supposed to put efer tachas pe'er. Classic Gemara, it's learned out from the Novi Yecheskel. But the bottom line is that an ovel is chayiv and kol mitzvah b'Torah. So Freik Rashi says, I don't understand. If an ovel is chayiv and kol mitzvah is hamuris b'Torah, it sounds like he's even chayiv and Talmud Torah. How is the shnumat halacha that an ovel is not allowed to learn? Ovel's not allowed to learn. Freik Rashi, Ovel chay b'chol mitzvah amuris b'Torah, chutz min ha-tfilin. And Freik Rashi, quote, Hosam shar mitzvahs ba'alma, aval hani ispu simcha. When the Gemara says, Ovel's chay b'chol mitzvahs amuris b'Torah, what the Gemara means is all mitzvahs that are not related to simcha. However, if you have a mitzvah that's related to simcha, the Ovel's not allowed to do. Why? Because he's not allowed to be b'simcha. In other words, what Rashi is saying is that mitzad the etzem mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah that a novel can't do, and that's tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a stirat avelos. That's the one mitzvah. Talmud Torah is not really a stirat avelos. It's just that Torah is misameach. And because Torah is misameach, it's the simcha that's a stirah. So Rashi says along this. But the bottom line is Rashi had a kasha. Rashi says, I don't understand how to reconcile two gemaras. I have a gemara that says an ovel's asa b'talmud Torah. And I have another gemara that says, ovel's chai b'chol mitzvah amuris b'Torah, chutz min ha-tfilin. Frank the Shevet Yehuda, he says, reboina da'al makula. What was Rashi's kasha? I don't understand Rashi's kasha. Rashi saw that an ovel's not allowed to learn Torah. Of course an ovel's allowed to learn Torah. An ovel's just limited in terms of what he's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Avelos. You can learn Dvarim Ha'Rohim Shebi Yirmiyo. You can learn things that an ovel's allowed to learn. So what's fake, Rashi, that an ovel is not allowed to learn Torah, how does that shtim with Avil Chai B'chol Mitzvah Amuris B'Torah Chutz Menat Tefillin? It's not a stira. Avil is not allowed to learn certain things, but whatever he is allowed to learn, he now has a mitzvah to learn. So of course an Avil has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Zok Tishevet Yehuda. It's klar in Rashi. That Rashi held that when we say that an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah, which means he can't do what he usually does, he can't learn Daf Yoimi, he can't be Kavei Eitim the way he's always Kavei Eitim, that means he doesn't have a Chi of Talmud Torah. Aye, there's certain things he's allowed to learn, he could learn. Yeah, of course he could do what he could do. But at the same time, there's no Chi of. It's Mamela Frank Rashi, has a Shem with the Gemara in Sukkah. Avil Chai B'chol And Rashi was forced to say a shtickle Torah to say a teretz. Then it says, this shakla v'tarya that Rashi says is also mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva is not in Ma'ikotan Daf Chaf Aleph, that's where the Rashi is, but the Ritva is in Ma'ikotan Daf Tezvav. And the Ritva over there asks the same exact kasha that Rashi asks. So the Gemara says that an Avol is Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Right, the Ritva, V'ikasha Li, Tamrina an Avol B'Torah. Avol's not allowed to learn Torah. V'ilu Hasam Amrina Shu Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Chutz Menat Tefillin. V'yesh Loima says the Ritva, She'en Lemeidem En Aklolis. FLP, She'amru Bem Chutz. Meaning it's true. Even though it says Avol's Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah, and it says Chutz Me. Tefillin. It sounds like the only exception to the rule is tefillin. It's not true. It's not the only exception to the rule. Really, there are other exceptions to the rule as well, such as Talmud Torah. What do you mean? What's the kasha? The chura, Avil is chayiv in Talmud Torah. He's just limited in terms of what type of Torah he can learn. So you see from the Ritva, the same thing you see from Rashi and Ma'ikot and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Ritva gives another teretz, but we're going to do the abridged version. But the point is, you see from Rashi and the Ritva, this you saw it. And that is that an Avil, because he's limited in terms of what it is he's allowed to learn, so it's for that reason we say that he actually does not have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. But the bottom line is what emerges is this unbelievably phenomenal chiddush that the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Shevet Yehuda, and that is, there's a day in the world to say, there's an opinion that has merit rooted in Rishonim, that an Avil, and for that matter, every single Yid on Tisha B'Av, does not have a chi of Talmud Torah. You want to learn? You can sit down and learn the sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. But you have a chiyuv to learn Kamtza Bar Kamtza? You have a chiyuv to learn Medrash Eicha? You have a chiyuv to go through all the psukim in your miyo that talk about the churban? The answer is no. Ordinarily you have a chiyuv, but now you don't have a chiyuv. Oh, but the kasha is, why not? What's Pashu Pshat? It's Tzorech Hesper, right? It needs a beer. What's the Pshat? So the truth is, there's a few directions that you can go with this. Ayin Sham. But Rashiva said a Dover Nifla, based on well-known raid. And that is the Avnei Nezer in his introduction to his Eglei Tal. So he says that Umide Dabri Zohar Esker. He says, I feel an obligation to address something that I've heard from certain people. He says, these people that toyim miderech haseichel when it comes to understanding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and I feel that this is something that I need to address, and I want to address it right here and right now. And that is, quote, he says, there are people that believe that ki aloymeid u'mechadesh chidushim, someone that learns Torah and he's mechadesh chidushim, v'sameach, and he's besimcho, u'mesanek b'limudai, and he gets pleasure, he takes enjoyment in his learning, ein zel limudat Torah kol kach l'shma. If somebody learns that way, it's not called Torah l'shma. Ki moi im hoy aloymeid b'pshitos, she'en loy me'alimut shum tainik v'urak l'shei mitzvah. Meaning, if somebody learns Torah and he enjoys his Torah, it's not on the same level of l'shma as if somebody was learning Torah and he did enjoy his learning. Aval aloymeid u'mesanek b'limudai, harei because if a person learns Torah and he enjoys it, so there are people that learn Pasha because they enjoy learning. So if someone enjoys learning, it's not Lishma. Right, Lishma would be, you don't really enjoy it. It's not so Gishmak to you, but you're learning anyways because you understand that this is what you're commanded to do. So the Avnei Nezer said, I've heard people that toyim miderech haseichel. They think that this is true. They think that if you enjoy your learning, somehow that's a bad thing. This is an obvious mistake. The Adir Rabba says the Eglei Tal, ki zehi ikur mitzvahs limudat Torah. It's the ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah. Liyosos v'sameach u'mesaneg b'limudai. The ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to enjoy your learning. For us, and when a person enjoys his learning, divrei Torah nivloim b'damai. Listen to his words. It literally gets absorbed in your blood, in your DNA, becomes part of your kishkas. And when a person enjoys Torah, who nasa davil ko Torah, that's how you become davil to the Torah. And he quotes the Zayar, etc., etc. But says the Avnei Nezer in the Zakhtam HaTegli Tal, there are people that think that if you enjoy your learning, it's a bad thing.
Not only is it not a bad thing, adirab, it's just the opposite. Zehi ikur mitzvahs limudat Torah. Liyosos v'sameach u'mesanak b'limudoy. And he said, when a person does that, that's when the Torah is nivla b'domoy. That's when you become dovuk to the Torah. It comes dafka through enjoying the Torah. But the point is, what's the ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah? The ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah is liyosos v'sameach u'mesanak b'limudoy. The truth is, this yisoid of the Egli Tal in the Hakdama is really mefurish in the Rishayim. It's mefurish in Rabbi Avram min Hahar's Pirish on Masechtas Nedarim. So just a tiny bit of background. Who is Rabbi Avram min Hahar? Rabbeinu Avram min Hahar, right? Rishayim are referred to as Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Avram min Hahar was a contemporary of the Rashba. He was a contemporary of the Meiri, and he wrote a Pirish on certain Masechtas. Hard to find, but we have it. Definitely findable. And the Pirish that he wrote in the Nedarim and Nazir is actually especially unique because he quotes Rashi a lot. And the truth is, we weren't Zoicha. Rashi and Nedarim Kidu is not Rashi. And Rashi and Nazir, Rabbi Kivega brings in Gilyan Ashas in the beginning of Masechtas Nazir, is also not Rashi. That is a Yesh Oimrim, that Rashi and Tainus, I know we never mentioned it, but that is a rat that Rashi and Tainus is maybe also not Rashi, but that's already a whole different discussion. But the point is, Rashi and Adarim, that we have a very strong Messiah on, and he Rashi and Nazir, Rabbi Kivega brings. But either way, Rashi and Adarim and Nazir, we don't really have. But Rabbi Avram in a heart throughout his Pirish quotes Rashi. So if you wanted Rashi and Masechtas Nedarim, Masechtas Nazir, the address for that is Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. But maybe the most famous Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar is tucked away in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Chesam Arav. So it's Masechtas Nedarim and it's dealing with a Nedarim Shaila. And the exact context over there is, if someone made a neder, he's not going to have anah from somebody else. In this case, he actually made a neder, he's not going to have anah from a whole city. But just to keep it simple, simplify the case. Someone made a neder, Reuven said, I'm not going to have anah from Shimon. Can Reuven borrow Shimon's Sefer? Or let's say he wants to learn with him a Chavrusa. Wants to hear a nice vart from him. Couldn't he listen to Torah from him? So the halach is he can't. He's not allowed to. The halach is he's not allowed to. So all the Rishonim, the Rashba, all the Rishonim ask a pelitus halacha. We know mitzvahs lavlei honos nitno. That if a person gets pleasure from doing a mitzvah, the rule is mitzvahs lavlei honos nitno. So if mitzvahs is lavlei honos nitno, so it comes out da'anoz nishkainanot. What's da'anot? You're listening to someone shtickle Torah, you're using somebody's sefer. Da'anot that you get from using the sefer, from learning Torah, is nitano in halacha. So just like, for example, somebody makes a nether that he's not going to have enough for somebody else, that halacha is he can hear his tkiyah shev, you walk into shul, this guy that you don't like, you swore literally you're never going to have one shava pruta's worth of anah. He's the Baal Tekeya. No worries. Why? Mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. What do you mean? I just heard 100 tkiyahs from him. It doesn't matter. Mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. So why is Talmud Torah different? This is what all the Rishonim, in fact, some Rishonim changed the girsa in that sugya in the Darim Daf Memches because they're so bothered with this kasha. It's a bomb kasha. What happened to mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu? Zok Rabbeinu Avram Minahar. He says it's true that mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. He said, but that's all by other mitzvahs. Avo mitzvahs halimud. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, shu inyun tzir halevi yadiyas ha-emes. It's about knowing the truth. Torah is the emes. Ikur hatzivoy hu, kidei letzayir ha-emes, ulehisaneg, vilehonois bimada, lesameach levavoy v'sichloy. The ikur mitzvah is not just to learn and to know, but the ikur mitzvah is lehisaneg, vilehonois, lesameach levavoy v'sichloy, kidechsev pekudei Hashem yisharem esam chelev, umishum hachi, avalas alikris b'tayim and avim uksuvim, lepnei shei mesamchen libay al korchoy, because you can read zechayim, you're not going to enjoy your learning. L'mayis ha-tayra always wins you over. Ha'ar sheba machzir l'mutav, and the Torah is gishmak, and says the Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Hilkoch leishayich lemeber b'mitzvahs Talmud d'loi nitin lahanis. You can't say when it comes to Torah loi nitin lahanis she'ikar mitzvahs hi ha'anah v'atayinik, because the ikar mitzvah is the ha'anah and the tayinik v'mashem masik u'mevim b'limudai. Hilkoch k'shedir zezeh oi hidir zezeh asa likris b'sefer ha'oyser shara kochem agayis loi ha'anah min b'moyin. He's going to get ha'anah from him, and you don't have the rule of mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. Mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu is where the ha'anah is a davar study, where we say that but by Talmud Torah, where the Iker Mitzvah is Hana, the Iker Mitzvah is to be besimcha. It's lisanus or lisanik. Over there, you don't have mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. Rabbi Avram in a har saying galumdus in the sugya mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. That's not the part we need to focus on now. What we need is he said mamish the yisoid of the Egli Tal, and that is that Hana
is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And when a person learns Torah and he has ana, not only is it not shalei lishma, like the people that would tell him and Asechel argued in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, but adarabba, it is the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is ana. That is what the mitzvah is, right? Similar to the concept you find by Avera, where mesasek ba'lovim b'chalovim v'arayas is chayev. Why? Because the ikar Avera is hana. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the ikar mitzvah is hana. And because the ikar mitzvah is hana, so it's for that reason there's no mitzvah slav lahana sinu. So said Rashi Rav Yeruchim, so says it's pashat. This is the pshat and this chiddush of the Shevet Yehuda. This is pshat and the Rashi in my cotton chafalif and the Ritvan is first teretz and my cotton daft hezvav. And that is that there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. And it's a pella. Why would there be no mitzvah on Tisha B'Av? You want to tell me you're limited in terms of scope and focus what you're allowed to learn beseder. But why should there be no mitzvah? The teretz is because what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is ikur mitzvahs limud haTorah liyasas v'sameach u'misanek b'limudai. That's l'shoni azav of the Eglei Tal. Or the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is kedei letzayir ha'emes u'lisanek v'lehonis b'madel l'sameach l'vav v'sichloi, which is l'shoni azav shal Rabbeinu Avraham min ahar. But the point is the ikur mitzvah simcha. So if I can't be b'simcha, it's chaser in the ikur mitzvah. Being besimcha when you learn, enjoying your learning, is so part and parcel that if there's a day that you can't enjoy your learning, you can't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Such a stark of art. You can't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on a day that you're not allowed to enjoy your learning. What do you mean I could learn? I won't enjoy it. There's no such mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. It's not just to know. The ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lehisanig. It's lesmayach. That's what the mitzvah is. And if you can't do that, there can't be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, Chura, Yeish Loimar, Bipshitos, that's Pshat and the Shitos HaGa'onim, that the Shibali Aleket quotes. We began with the Shibali Aleket, who quotes a Shita from the Ga'onim, and the Ogre brings it, and the Archas Chaim brings it, all the Kadmoinim, and that is that you don't make Birchas HaTorah, you don't make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av, and it's a Pella. Why wouldn't you make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av? The Teretz is Lefi this Yisai, the Chiddush of the Shevet Yehuda, that there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you're not chayiv in Torah. If you're not chayiv in Torah, that's why you don't make a birchas haTorah either. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, you could add one more knetch. And that is, the Shibali Aleket argued. The Shibali Aleket said, what do you mean? How could you not make a birchas haTorah? Of course you make a birchas haTorah. So Pasha, what's the Shibali Aleket saying? He's arguing with the whole premise of the Shtikl Torah. You're telling me in Shtikl Torah there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Yeah, it's very nice. It comes from a Rashi here and a Ritva there. But at the end of the day, we're saying chidushei Torah. Tremendous chidushei Torah. I mean, it's nice, geshmak. It's misameach mamish. But at the same time, it's a tremendous chiddush. So he's arguing, of course, it's a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. But said Rabbi Yeruchim, yesh shleimer, one more knetch. You could say that maybe the Shibali Aleket was masking to everything we just said. Avada, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. You know why there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Because how could it be a chiyuv of Talmud Torah if you can't enjoy it? Torah is so geschmack that if you're not enjoying it, right, you have to check the mezuzahs. There's something wrong. Torah is pekudei Hashem yishar mesam chilev. And there can't be a chiyuv of Talmud Torah if there's no simcha. So vazok to Shibali Alek. And he's saying, Avada, you should say, Birchas HaTorah. Pshat is poshet. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that noshim mevarches Birchas HaTorah. Right? Women make Birchas HaTorah. Fregin the achrayim nashim mevarchim birchas haTorah. What do you mean? Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so how's it possible nashim mevarchis birchas haTorah? So there's different terutzim. Oh, but the teretz Rabbi Yeruchim brings is the brisket teretz. The teretz that Maron Agriz brings in Sefer that he heard from Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim said that the mitzvah of birchas haTorah, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Birchas haTorah, the way you say it in yeshiva, is a bracha on the cheftz of Torah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. When a person learns Torah, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. Not because he's being mekayim a mitzvah. Let's say a person would learn Torah and he wouldn't have kavanah. Mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Or better, a person would learn Torah would have kavanah shaloi lotzeis. The Rav said you'd still have to make Birchas HaTorah. Because at the end of the day, you're learning Torah. Torah requires a bracha. The cheftz of Torah requires a bracha. It's not a brichas ha-mitzvahs. It's a bracha on the mitzvahs, on the cheftz of Torah. And when a person engages in Torah, when you look Torah in the eye, when you're about to be mispainin in a svara, you have to make a bracha. Not because of them, forget about the mitzvah. Yeah, man, I'm doing mitzvahs. Pasha, Torah requires a bracha. But the point is, Noshim of Archus, because a Torah, even though they don't have a mitzvah, see, Eish Loimar, even the Shibali Aleka was masking to the Shitas Aga'oinim, that maybe there's no chiv of Talmud Torah. You don't have to say that the Shibali Aleka is arguing on that, you say. Masking. There really is no chiv of Talmud Torah. Oh, but it's like Gara from Noshim. Noshim don't need to have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yet, Noshim of Archus, because a Torah. Vam, macht a bracha of the chavtsif in the Torah. No, if a zoi vait, Eish Loimar, it's still Torah. And because it's still Torah, even if it's not Nesamche Levo, it's the of the Torah, and therefore the Shibali Aleket holds that it's for that reason you would still make Birchas HaTorah. So it could be everybody holds there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah. The Shaila is only in Hilchis Birchas HaTorah. The Goyim held if there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah, you don't make Birchas HaTorah. Shibali Aleket says it's like Gara from Nashim. Nashim don't have a Chiyuv Talmud Torah, but of course Nashim of Archas Birchas HaTorah because the Brach is on the Chefts of the Torah. So there's no reason that Tishbav should be either. But this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is a fantastic Yisoid. The Chakira, the Shaila, the Havamina, the Teretz, the Punchline, everything. Oh, but the Iker Shaila, and that is their Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tishbav. How should you say, why not? Could be there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah. This Dvarim HaMutarim, there's things that you're allowed to learn. Chiyuv Talmud Torah, maybe not. Why not? Because Torah is Mesamche Lev, and if you can't fulfill the Bekudei Hashem Yishar Mesamche Lev, there can't be a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah.